It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
Did you ever hear his'n?
His'n, yes. Quite common.
What does that sound?
It's colored. Black.
You don't hear white saying that?
You hear a few, yeah. But mostly black.
Mm-hmm. And there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave. You'd say, well, I hope, what, come back again?
Hope you all come back.
Would you ever use the word y'all with just one person?
No.
Does that sound funny?
No. We use it for two. We mean more than one.
What if there's a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats? You know, everybody's coats. You mm-hmm. say, where are?
Why your coats? Why your wraps?
Would you ever say you all's coats or y'all's coats?
Yeah, I would say you all's coats, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone.
What kind of time did you have?
Or you want to find out which people went, you say.
Who was there?
What about who all was there?
Yeah, I've heard that used. Who all was there? Yeah, very common.
Would you say that?
I would say that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you'd ask about them. Children, are they?
Whose? Whose kids are they?
What about who all's?
Well, who's all, yeah.
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone. Did he say?
What did he say? What did he talk about?
Did you ever say what all?
Yeah, I would say what all. I'm sure I'm have used that.
And you say if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he better do it
himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Made out of flour and baked in a loaf? That's bread.
What different kinds of bread?
Oh, we have cornbread, light bread.
What do you put in light bread to make it rise?
You put the yeast in it.
What other things are made out of flour like that besides?
Well, flour, you use it for cakes. I'm a cake maker. That's my hobby, making cakes. You use it for cakes. You use it for flour and cornbread. You use flour and thicken things.
What about something people eat for breakfast? The southern
Brits?
Well, instead of toast.
Except toast?
Instead of toast.
Biscuits.
Okay. If you cook some of those, you'd say you made a pan of...
Pan of biscuits.
And you'd say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
Bought bread.
Does that sound funny? Bread?
No, not to us, because we use it so commonly. It's so commonly used.
What kinds of things are made out of cornmeal besides just cornbread?
Lost bread's good, and
how do you make that?
Let me, what is the other one that's so good? Spoon bread. Mm-hmm. That's great.
What was the first one you mentioned?
Lost bread.
L-O-S-T. How do you make that?
Well, you beat the egg up and you dip the bread in the egg, and you put egg and a little milk and cinnamon, sugar.
Is it stale bread you're using?
You could use stale bread, day-old bread.
Why is it called lost bread?
Heaven knows, that's all I've ever known. Ever since I've known, it's called lost bread. And you dip it in the